Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
All other ground is sinking sand.
Glory, glory to Jesus. It is another day to hear the word of God. And I know that God has a word for everyone listening to me right now. I therefore invite you to stay with me as I share His word with you. This is the moment of truth, and my name is Brother Chris. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us the opportunity to hear your word. Lord, I pray that the anointing of your Holy Spirit will minister to our hearts, transform our lives, and perform the miracles that we need. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. There are many people in the world today that are passing through this life without knowing why they were created. They have no idea what God had in mind for creating man. As a matter of fact, they think that man was created just like any other thing. And because of this, they go through life with so much weariness and emptiness. Unfortunately, there are also Christians who find themselves in this category. They go to church but do not understand what being a Christian is all about. They take Christianity as another type of religion and going to church as one of those things. But the Bible makes us to understand that God created man to be special and for a reason. And being a Christian is the greatest thing that can happen to any man created by God. Today, I shall be preaching on the topic, Sons of God. Sons of God. And my main Bible text shall be taken from the book of 1 John chapter 3. Verses 1 to 3. 1 John 3, 1 to 3. And it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure." My dear friends, the Bible passage we just read tells us something about God's mind towards man. And the first thing we are told is that the Heavenly Father loves us so much that he called us sons of God. The God who created heaven and earth calls us sons of God. Think about it for a moment. We human beings are called sons of God. Now, I know that there are those who like to be called man of God or servant of God, but I think I prefer to be called a son of God. If you think about a great king, would you rather be the king's servant or the king's son? Oh, the king's son, of course. Yet, we are told here that God calls us his sons. We are the sons of God because we are now born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Another thing we see in the Bible passage you read is that we are not all sons of God. Oh yes, not everyone in this world is called son of God. There are specific people that God called sons of God. And you may ask, who are those that are called sons of God? To be able to answer this question, we shall read the Gospel of John chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. John 1, 10 to 12. And it says, "For he was in the world," talking about Jesus, "and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." This Bible passage tells us that the sons of God are those who have received Jesus. Those who are called sons of God are those who believe in Jesus as the Savior of the world. So if you are listening to me right now and you have received Jesus in your heart, then I want you to know that you are a son of God. You are not just an ordinary person. You are the son of God. For the Bible says, "As many as received him, to them gave he power, the authority, the right to be called sons of God." When you receive Jesus in your life, you become a son of God. It doesn't matter whether you are a man or a woman. We are all sons of God. Isn't it wonderful that we are called sons of the Most High God? The world may not know it. The people around you may not believe it. But heaven knows that we are sons of God. So irrespective of the situation we are in right now and what we are passing through, we are still sons of God. And there are several things the Bible says about sons of God, but we shall consider only three in this broadcast. The first is that sons of God are given a promise. Sons of God are given a promise. When God called out his sons, he gave us a promise. The passage we read in 1 John chapter 3 verse 2 tells us that when Jesus shall appear, we shall be like him. This is the promise that God gave his sons. It tells us that though we may look ordinary in this world right now, but when Jesus appears, we shall see him as he is, and we shall be like him. Oh, glory to God. There is no better promise in the Bible than the promise that we shall see Jesus and be like Jesus when he appears. This is a promise that God gave those who served him right from the days of Noah to Abraham to Moses and to the disciples. All of them look forward to the coming of Jesus. They will see him, they will be like him, and they will be with him forever. They were given this promise that their bodies will be transformed when they put on a glorious body that will never die. This is a promise given to those that are called sons of God. But unfortunately, many have been deceived that the promise is here on earth, and because of this, they have missed the mark and have settled only for worldly things. But I have come to let you know, my dear friends, that if only in this world we have hope, then we are most miserable. God's promise to his sons are beyond this earth. Yes, he provides for us our needs, just like he provides for the birds of the air. But the big deal that God has for his sons is the promise to see Jesus when he appears and be like him. Hallelujah. The second thing is that sons of God are given authority. Sons of God are given authority. When God made us sons, he gave us power and authority. The authority to act on his behalf. He gave us power to carry out not our own works, but the works of God. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Hear me, son of God. You have been given power and authority over the devil and his demons. You have been given power over every danger that the enemy brings. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. The word of God is yea and amen. Jesus said what he meant and meant what he said. He said, "I have given you power over all the powers of the enemy." Why? Because we are sons of God. You may not know it. You may not even feel like it. But the truth of the word of God is that you have been given power as a son of God. I know some preachers and theologians who tell us that the Bible doesn't mean physical serpents and scorpions. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil wants to rob you of your authority. He doesn't want you to use the power given against him. But I want you to know that as long as you are a son of God, then God has given you power and authority, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. This is the word of God. To illustrate my point, let me tell you a real life story. Not long ago, I traveled to South Africa with my family on holidays, and we stayed in an apartment in the city of Johannesburg. One day, as we came back from shopping, we didn't know that some of the drivers that worked in the apartment had arranged with armed robbers to attack us. As we stepped out of the taxi, three men wearing masks came out of nowhere, pointing a gun at me. I was carrying a bag, and they wanted to take it from me. I refused to give them the bag, and I began to call on God. Then the one with the gun pointed it at me and pulled the trigger. What I heard was, "Kim, Kim, Kim." The gun did not respond. He pulled the trigger over and over, but no response. God's power made the weapon not to prosper. This is what I'm talking about. We have been given power as sons of God. So put the power of God into use today and the devil will flee from you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The third thing is that sons of God are given responsibility. Sons of God are given responsibility. All those that are called sons of God have been given a responsibility. And the responsibility is to keep ourselves pure and undefiled. It is not enough to claim you are a son of God. You must back it up with a life of purity. As sons of God, we are to live a life that is pure, a life that is free from sin and iniquity. The passage we read in 1 John chapter 3 verse 3 commands every man to purify themselves just as Jesus is pure. Only those who keep themselves pure will see Jesus and be like Jesus. Indeed, only those that keep themselves pure will enjoy the promise and the power that is given to sons of God. Unfortunately, the power of God doesn't work for so many Christians. And it doesn't work because they are not true sons of God, but prodigal sons. They are prodigal sons because they say they have received Jesus, but yet they live in sin. They live in disobedience and worldliness. True sons of God do not engage in lying, stealing, fighting, gossip, and malice. True sons of God do not engage in unforgiveness, drunkenness, kidnapping, and courtesan. Those who are true sons of God cannot be involved in bunkering, smuggling, forgery, exam malpractice, embezzlement, and election rigging. True sons of God do not engage in masturbation, fornication, adultery, lesbianism, and homosexuality. True sons of God are not worldly. They do not put on jewelries and artificial nails and eyelashes like Jezebel. They do not disfigure their faces with makeup. True sons of God, they obey the word of God in totality and live a life of purity. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says, "Whosoever is born of God, whosoever is a son of God, keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not." My question to you, my dear listener, is, are you a true son of God? Have you received Jesus into your life? Are you living a life of purity and holiness? Is your life free from worldliness? You know the answer. But if your answer is no, then today is an opportunity for you to amend your ways. To become a true son of God, you must receive Jesus into your heart as your Savior and Lord. And then you must turn away from all your sins. God loves you and wants to make you His true son, so that when Jesus appears, you will see Him and be like Him. And if you want God to make you a true son, then you can pray with all your heart and say, "Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus today. Lord Jesus, come into my heart, save me from my sin, and give me the power to be a son of God. Amen." Now let me pray for you. Almighty Father, I pray for everyone who has received Jesus today, and for those who want to become true sons of God. I pray that you wash them with the blood of Jesus and touch them with your power. Deliver them from every spirit that makes them to commit sin. From today, let your power begin to work in their lives. And on the last day, let them see Jesus and be like Jesus. Thank you for the answer. For in Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen. My dear friends, I believe that God has touched you by this message. Why not call me and tell me what God has done? You can also call me if you have questions or you need prayers and counseling. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. This is Brother Chris asking you to tune in. Same time, same station. God bless you.